Claude Monet was looking for a country retreat that wasn't too far from Paris when he spotted Le Pressoir from a train window. The pink farmhouse with bright green shutters at Giverny that would be his home until he died 43 years later. It was here, in the fields and water meadows around the river Ept, a tributary of the Seine, that he came across wild varieties of plants that would populate both his paintings and his carefully curated gardens. Among the irises, the small white water lilies were the natural carpets of poppies and poplars. This meadow is the setting for his series on the fields of poppies, one of which is the Champ de Coquelicot. An astoundingly rich array of red against green and greys that Monet created by combining a range of colors. Cobalt blue, cerulean blue, synthetic ultramarine, emerald green, viridian, chrome yellow, vermilion, and crimson lake with touches of lead white and a little ivory black. No shadow was considered as being without color, and the deepest shadows are tinged with green and purple.